Namo Guru Mandukoshaya, I bow down to my Lama, gentle voice. You are the Lord, the very essence of the wisdom of every enlightened being there is. You are my father, Losan Drakpa, a father that none can compare with. Come, O Lord of living kind, and seat yourself here in the midst of the lotus at this one man's heart. Grant me all the goals, both those of the world and those beyond it. Where we live is here, in the terror of the prison of the cycle of pain. Up to now, we have cycled here, in birth and aging, sickness and death. Today, my holy Lama, look upon me with compassion. Help me, I beg you, to stop my own karma and the afflictions within my mind. Youth, this sprout, a burgeoning vigor and strength, ripens, in the end, step by step, as months turn into years. I think, sometimes, of my younger days, the petty mind of that child, or else sometimes about this decrepit body, and distaste fills my soul. Look on the summer meadow, that flower shining bright, lovely in its exquisite form, enough to steal your heart away. But by the time the moon has made its appearance high, its color is faded, it withers to ugliness itself. Aren't we just the same? At first so lovely to look upon, youth, arrogant, bedecked in the jewels of health and strength. But by the end, here we are, our time used up, the body old and weak, disgusting to look upon, nothing more than a walking corpse. Inside, the power of flesh and blood has waned. Outside, the skin hangs now in baggy flaps. A mass of wrinkles draws checkerboards across my body. However much I try to sit up straight, the back bends like a bow. The roots of those pretty little tooth trees rotted and they fell out. The branches of my lips tremble in the wind, but it's no pretty sight. When I talk, it comes out all garbled. No one can make it out. Down my chin run little dribbles of saliva, all unnoticed. When I try to stand up, I need hands and feet both to push the ground away. When I try to sit down, it feels like I'm taking a massive pack off my back. This little table of the legs and thighs and those small little toes can no longer support the weight of that box, my body, so everything starts to shake. Most of my hair has fallen out and what's left has turned to grey. My eyes are blurry, they've sounded retreat and sunken back in my head. When people talk, to me or I to them, the guards at my ears make fast the gates. My mind's gone stupid. I can't remember anything. All my powers have faded. I'm doing my best to hold this corpse up with my cane, but when I walk, I can only shuffle along. At times I fall. Now most of my life is used up. I've almost reached the other side. Now even my friends and loved ones, followers and helpers are starting to say it's got to the point where he might better be off dead, to pray for me to die. I'm old, all the strength of life is gone. The inside of the trunk of this tree has rotted away, and the terror of having to go through all this is not just something that's happened to me this one time alone. I've seen it over and over in an unbroken stream of lives. And the way you've seen how I've gotten old and fallen apart comes to each and every one of us by the very nature of things. But you, children in the bloom of your youth, are blissfully unaware of all this, still hoping that health lasts forever. Oh, you can paint this pile of shit and piss with a layer of gold and think it's pretty, but soon enough the truth will out. The longbow of the Lord of Power paints a shining picture across the sky, but the sheen of life so quickly fades away. And so now, when you've gotten together the body that you need, go to the forest of medicine trees, to that lovely garden of delights, and pick yourself some of what's there. Master the 12-count practice. Read the accounts found in those high, open and secret books of the Word. Listen to as many teachings as you can and contemplate their deepest points. Go and have a good time playing in their meaning in the single-pointed bliss of meditation. Later on, you can walk in the footsteps of those who, after it happens, see the illusion. And take some time, sometimes, to go off wandering by yourself in the wide open mountains. Go all the way from the steps of the path that are shared with others to the glory of greatest bliss in the union of the two. Sit yourself down on a single seat. Concentrate everything there. Take joy in meditating round the clock, night and day. By the end, you may find that your youth has gone full circle, but everything will turn out just as the king, the all-knowing lord of the able, has said. If a monk has taken themselves and mastered many teachings, then there's nothing more pleasant for them than willing their life away in the delightful garden that you find in the midst of a simple wild forest. You can believe what he said. You'll never need fear, old age, or death. Rip the roots of the 8 worldly worries out of your mind. Get yourself to some wild desert place which will turn out for you the garden of gods. Surrender yourself gladly to repeating the life that your father, your lama, has already led. Above, the silent gliding clouds are for you the gold silk canopy over the throne of a master teacher. A bit further down is the woodland mist which you can use as your upper robe. Below that stands the lovely green plants of the forest, a perfect lower robes you can wear. For the earth below that holds all this up, there's a verdant meadow covered in poppies. And for trouble-free friends, you will always have your birds and other wild creatures. You may find yourself dancing in happiness now that your mind is put to ease. No one even to mention the names of friends and relatives and enemies and all. All the people you've wasted this life on to love and to hate. You have come now to the forest of magical medicinal trees, and here you are free from the pain of getting and protecting money, or of not having any at all. Little things might pop up, but you will be sustained by the deathless nectar of simplicity. The only accounts you need to manage now are the 7 riches of those who've seen emptiness. Whatever work you might have to do, your only boss is you. Train yourself then. Follow in the deeds of every lord and victor. They say that the special kind of happiness which comes from this way of life is something rare for even the kings of the gods. So be like a golden duck flying high in the sky, who spots then far away a wishing-giving lake covered over in lovely lotus lace. Look ahead to your garden of bliss, your wild desert home. Go now quickly into the wilderness. Go so you can be free of this endless, bottomless sea, the pain of the circle of life, where packs of sharks attack you, your karma, your negative thoughts, and mountainous waves crash down on you, your birth, old age, your sickness and death. Use the deep practice, the path that combines method and wisdom, to rip out the hearts of your enemies, that birth, that aging, the sickness and death. In every moment of your life, pray for a body and things and friends that no longer come and go. By the power of my Lama and the Triple Gem, which cannot ever fail, may we quickly attain all the deep goals we hope for, all those expressed in these lines. May every obstacle that might keep them from coming true soon be stopped, and every helpful condition that might give them birth soon appear.